We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The massive state public pension fund known as CalPERS has made a number of investment decisions that focus on social and environmental causes. But a business-backed nonprofit group says that strategy means the fund is missing out on possible investment gains. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS and Chronicle insider, Phil Matier. Phil, do we have any way of estimating how much money they may be leaving on the table?
No, it's pretty much up in the air because of its conjuncture. But the fact is that, CalPERS has about $326 billion of investments out there. And it's still, however, over $100 billion short in terms, if you sort of actuary out what they're going to have to pay out in pensions in the years to come. So the big question is, they're one of the biggest pension funds in the world, and how they invest their money has a lot of effects both on the market and on their retirees. And they have decided to pursue this thing called ESG, which is basically, like you said, invest in good things, clean energy, biomed, or things that are going to be paying off in the long run. But the sin stuff, like gambling, tax, tobacco, and oil, it pays off in the short run. And when you're $100 billion short, you know, they're saying, hey, you should be looking at the stuff that makes money as much as you are looking at stuff that makes change in the direction you want it.
And it actually goes beyond that, Phil, because this same report suggests that because of the heft of CalPERS, CalSTRS, and these other public employee pension funds, they move companies in ways that then affect other investors as well.
That's right, because let's say, for example, they say, okay, we're going to invest with you, Stan, but we want these other criteria to meet. For example, we need somebody on your board of directors that's really involved in climate change, and what is your climate change program? So that sways the market. But it's a thing that's been going on in CalPERS and other retirement funds, especially in California, for decades. It started with the divestment movement, where we weren't going to divest in places like South Africa, you know, and use that as a political tool to create social change. Well, you were losing out on money on that, so the new thing was this thing called EGS funding, which is environmental, social, and governance funding, where you invest in things to try to move them in a positive manner. The thing is, the returns aren't that big, as I said, on some of the others. But there's another thing involved here, Stan, and that is, after all of our talk of pension reform in the last decade, and we saw cities cut their budgets and stuff in order to try to make their pension payments, question fundamentally comes down to, what is a pension fund for? Is it to make social change, or is it to make enough money so that Stan, Phil, and Susan aren't on the hook for government pensions? And there's questions about whether they should be doing these practices. Another thing that hasn't changed much is that the retirees and the unions are very active on these various boards. They hold a lot of power, and they are interested in getting the maximum return for their retirees and members with the minimum input. And that can cost money as well. And then to balance that out, we have the cities and counties on these boards who aren't interested in increasing how much they have to pay either, because that means less services. You put it all together and you have a system that is just like chugging along, and whether it's chugging off a cliff, we'll wait to see, because if the market drops, everybody's going to be left holding the bag.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.